On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team wraps up a two-game road trip in St. Cloud tomorrow. Linebacker Buckley Wright with us. Buckley, how, for lack of a better word, frustrated were you guys after last week in Duluth?
Yeah, you're right. Very frustrated. It's tough to go down there and play like that. We knew we could have played a lot better against them. We just, all three aspects of the game, defense, special teams, offense, we didn't play like we're capable of playing, and that's the frustrating part because we could hang with a very good Duluth team.
You know, going against them, that you can't get in too big of a hole too early, and that's exactly what happened. Does that make it even worse? That, hate to say, put words in your mouth, but you're maybe thinking on the sidelines, oh, great, we're a couple minutes into the game here, and the game's already over.
Yeah, like you said, you know, you hate to think like that, and I don't think we were thinking like that as a team because we know we're a good team and we can fight back. But you're right, it's tough to come back against good teams like that.
Defensively, you guys played great in the second half. They might have called off the dogs a little bit in the second half, probably not early. What changed that you guys were able to perform a little bit better in the second half?
We just made the coaches made the adjustments that needed to be made at halftime, and I think we were just able to, obviously it was a little late, but we were able to calm down and start playing our style of defense.
You go to St. Cloud this week. You guys beat them a year ago. Duluth beat them in a shootout a few weeks ago. Sioux Falls beat them. You guys were right in with Sioux Falls. On paper, it's a winnable game for you guys, but here they lost last week. I'm sure they're going to be mad. You go on the road against a team that's mad. How much better do you guys need to play?
We need to play great, 10 times better than we did against Duluth. You know, we got the advantage too. We're going to be mad for losing Duluth, a game we know we could have won, and definitely St. Cloud's a good team. We're going to have to play our best game.
Defense has gotten better every single week, it seems. Young guys are stepping up. How impressed are you with how far they've come along, especially, for instance, Connor Quinn?
It's awesome to see that. Everybody was, we lost our two, in my mind, All-American safeties from last year, and everybody was doubting the defense and doubting us, and we just got young kids stepping up, and it's awesome to see them playing like that.
Especially Connor, in the position he is, go get the quarterback. That's what he's supposed to do. Freshmen aren't supposed to be that good. What makes him that good?
He's that good because maybe not necessarily bagging on the kid, but he doesn't know any better. He just goes out there and plays hard and does his job, and that's what you're supposed to do for gangrene defense, and he does it well.
A couple of weeks left in the regular season. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It always goes by fast. Everybody's always like, you know, you got to enjoy it. You know, you're not going to – time's going to go by fast, and you don't realize it until you're halfway through the season, and you're like, wow, where'd it go?
Other than football, what do you like to do? What keeps you occupied?
Outdoors. Fishing, hunting, hanging out with the roommates, doing that kind of stuff outdoors. That's always fun. So,
what do you hunt?
When I go back home, pheasant, deer, and then just any waterfowl up here and back home. So,
do you get any time during the week to go do that or not?
I try to. It's hard just because you're so busy with some other things, but it's nice. You got home games. You got the Sunday mornings to kind of do your thing, and we have Mondays off. So, you find times to get away from it and enjoy.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.